We've got Jeremy and Maddie here today, and some of you remember Jeremy from in our tent this summer. Actually, it's kind of a neat story. Jeremy and Maddie were having trouble, and they were separated, headed for a divorce, and he reached out and put on Facebook that he wanted to find a men's group, preferably a mental health group. and he didn't realize, I don't think, what he really needed, but God did know. And God had somebody in our church see that and tagged Sean, who doesn't live in Cleveland, so he tagged Ed, and Ed called him, and I think that probably Ed might have thought he was talking to him, but God was talking to you. And what we just sang, you experienced. And we baptized him, and he was a different man. And about a month or so later, the divorce was final. And Maddie started seeing some changes in him that caught her attention. And at first, she was afraid to trust that God could really do that. But eventually, they started talking together, and then we started meeting in what turned out to be premarital counseling. And we met for a long time, and I got to see their hearts and get to know them and watch God work in their lives. And it was just amazing to see what God had done and the excitement and the freedom it brought the two of you. And they ended up, here's Jeremy coming out. He's a very happy person. Not so happy before, but really happy afterwards. And here's yesterday. And and so I know they have got some thankfulness to express to God. So I'm just going to turn that over to you guys and just let you explain to us why you're grateful to God and here to worship.
So I knew whenever I finally told Bill that we was going to get married, I knew I was going to do this, but I had no idea what I was going to say. I'm not a type of person that like gets in front of people and talks. I mean, I guess my number one thing is I'm just so thankful for the power of change that God can put in somebody. Like I never thought I would be where I am today. A little bit of backstory, I guess, of, you know, where I came from. I was never, my life, you know, growing up, we weren't in a Christian home. We weren't, you know, I knew of God, but I never, you know, we didn't go to church or anything. And so as I grew up and we met Maddie, you know, like God, like Bill was saying last week, you know, it was just, you get married who you love and that's it. You know, it's just, everything's perfect after that. And so whenever we got married, you know, things were great. And I just felt like there was something missing that I didn't know what it was. And I mean, ultimately I thought Maddie was supposed to deliver that to me, you know, and it just wasn't there. And through going through everything that we went through and finally getting to this point where I got to talk to Bill and we've been going through all this counseling, I realized it was God. Like the only way you can keep a marriage together is through God. And I'm just so grateful that he's a part of my life now and he can keep us strong and we can get through anything. And another thing I guess I'm really thankful for is just the family here. Like I said, I've never went to church, and this is just overwhelming, the amount of people that's come to me and tried to help me, and talking to Ed like every week and doing counseling, and then me and Eric doing Bible studies together, and you know, going to men's group. It's so impactful, and I just feel so loved here. Mm-hmm. And that's reflected in me, and I feel like she's been able to see it, and it's just amazing. Mm-hmm.
Maddie, did you have something you wanted to share too? Go ahead.
So I'm really thankful for, again, like the family of everything, of being here and being in this family, and even just God answering prayers of just the days where I was just crying out for change, and that, you know, I loved Jeremy with all of my heart, and I just wanted something to change and wanted us to be together. And, you know, there was so many times where it just felt so hopeless and that I just didn't have any hope that it would work out. And then now, looking that we got married yesterday, and it was really cool. And that, you know, it's thinking back a year ago today, just how it was such a different mindset of just having absolutely no hope that anything would work out, to just being that the furthest thing from my mind, that God had just worked miracles in both of us and just really answered so many prayers that I didn't even, some of them I didn't even know I needed answered. And so now I'm like looking back and I'm just so thankful, and so my faith has just been so solidified that it's like, wow, he really moved a mountain to create this to happen. And it's just one of those, like, beyond a shadow of a doubt that I've grown up in a Christian home, so I already kind of had some backstory to me, I guess, or backing to me with Christ. But even just in my walk, being like, wow, there's absolutely no other way that this possibly could have happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm really thankful that God answers prayers.
And he really did, and I saw those as you know, one of the things that we talked about when we first started meeting together, and I know them both very, very well now, because, you know, it's not very often that you get to sit down with someone and talk about the most important things in life and how God relates to those and how you relate to him. And so you can get close pretty quickly. But one of the things that I told them early when we were coming in, because there was a faith problem because of the history. And you know, we talked about how the Bible tells us to not have faith in someone else. You know, her having faith that Jeremy changed and Jeremy was going to be different was never going to work, because Jeremy's a human being. But if she could see that God was alive and working powerfully in Jeremy's heart, she could have faith in God. Because Jeremy may stumble, but if she knows that Jeremy's heart is in God's hand and he's trying to follow, she knows God can work it out. And that makes a huge difference. So let's just pray. Father, we're so grateful to see how mighty your hand is, and to see this great miracle that you've done, that you have taken hearts that were closed and you've opened them, that you've taken hope that was gone and you've replaced it with faith, that you've taken all kinds of anxiety and stress and turmoil, and you have set them free and filled them with joy. And Father, we just pray that your hand will be upon them, and that all the fullness of life that you have promised, they will experience in their home. And we just pray that your love and your peace and your joy and your goodness will follow them everywhere they go. And we thank you, because that's your promise to all of us. And we are here because we know that you have the power to transform our lives, to set us free, and to enable us to have the joyous life of faith that Christ died to give us. And so we worship you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.